The Bible describes sin as debt, as a legal debt. The words of Jesus in Matthew 6, in what is called the Lord's Prayer, which I prefer the disciples' prayer because he told them this is how to pray. It says in verse 12, it says that we forgive us our debts. In the parallel account in Luke 11:4, it says, and forgive us our sins. So we see that sin is a legal debt, and it is a debt to God. So when we sin, we rack up a sin debt against the Almighty God. So in my evangelism, I often run into people to where they make a profession of faith, but yet they might be there because of a drug offense or some other at the courthouse. And so I generally ask the person who's the most important person in their life. And I usually say like a parent or a child. I say, well, if every time that you did drugs or every time you committed a crime and your child was punished, that loved one was punished, how, you know, whether they were punched, slapped in the face, hair pulled out, beat with a whip, how would that make them feel? And generally they say that they would make them feel really bad, and then it would make them not want to sin again. So so my response is it makes sin exceedingly sinful, right? So, and that is a correct response, which is where Paul said in Romans 7, he says that makes sin exceedingly sinful. But in 1 Peter 2:24, it says, who himself, that's Jesus, bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. And in closing, to complete this, in Colossians 2:14, where he states, it says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinance, and in other versions it says certificate of debt, that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. So today, before we take the Lord's Supper, we take a moment to quietly reflect to ourselves about our sins this week, sins we may have committed, may have not repented of, so we can think about this. And we'll just do this quietly for a few seconds to yourselves, and then we'll close. Amen.